It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Good afternoon and welcome to College Basketball on a January Saturday here on Care Radio. We are glad to have you along with us. As today, the Benedictine College Ravens on the road in Dubuque, Iowa, being hosted by Clark University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer. He's our engineer, our do-it-all guy back in the Care Studios. Joseph, thanks much for everything. Tom Counts with you here this afternoon, and Benedictine at Clark today. Guys game coming up at about 2 o'clock, the ladies game here at noon. And with this game, here's where the eyes of the conference are all focused. You have Clark. They are 16-0 on the season. They're at home today. Obviously undefeated in the conference, 12-0 in the heart. Up against Benedictine, the number three team in the conference, at 11-6 on the year, 9-4 in the conference. And, of course, Clark is also, and I just mentioned this, just by the way, the defending national champions. So are they good? Absolutely. Do they know what's going on? Yeah. What they also have is, and this is uncharacteristic of a team with this kind of success, they have a first-year head coach. Now, the flip side of that is Adam Hocking has been on the staff here at Clark for some time, so it's not like he's new to the job or new to the program or new to the athletes or the institution. So he knows his way around Clark and this team up here in a very, very northeastern Iowa. Nice crowd making his way in on a very, very cold afternoon. Public address announcer going to attempt to introduce the starters to the fans here this afternoon. And so with that said, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the Lady Pride. And again, they come into the game undefeated, 16-0 on the year, 12-0 in the conference. And they're going to be starting Izzy Peterson. Izzy, 5'5". She's a senior from Oregon, Wisconsin. You're going to see Nicole McDermott, a 5'7" senior from Cascade, Iowa. Another senior, 6'1", conference player of the year, Taylor Hayes, out of Freedom, Wisconsin. Another senior, 5'3", Macy Kuchta. She's from Columbia, Missouri. And rounding it out, the only junior in the starting group is Maya Mershman. Maya is a 5'11" junior. She plays the four for this team out of Donelson, Iowa. So another thing Clark does very well, and you don't see it a lot. You see it with Benedictine a lot. You see it here at Clark and maybe a couple of other institutions, is they recruit well and almost exclusively high school players. Every one of these starters comes to the program out of a high school program. So there's that. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, that 22nd season, head coach Chad Folsom. Again, BC is 11-6 on the air, 9-4 in the heart. And they will be starting this afternoon, Kennedy Nicholson. She's a 5'6" junior from Goddard, Kansas, out of Eisenhower High School. You're going to have Allie Kramer from Seneca, Kansas. Nemaha Central, she's a senior at 5'7". Benedictin, as I scroll down my list, is also going to have out there Jennifer Jacobs from Wichita's Capon Mount Carmel. She's a 6'1" junior. From Meriden, Kansas, and Jeff West High School, the 5'8" senior, Aaliyah Raines. And rounding it out, a second player from Seneca and from Nemaha Central. It is going to be the 6'3" junior, Riley Roddinghouse. So for Clark, Peterson, McDermott, Hayes, Cooch to Mershman. For Benedictine, Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Raines, and Roddinghouse. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms this afternoon with red and white lettering and trim. And for Clark, it will be, of course, the home whites with a royal blue lettering and trim. We're set to go here this afternoon. I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget, the guys' game coming up shortly. They will begin right about 2 o'clock. Teams are out there. The ball is up, the tip of the way, and it is going to be tipped. It's going to be grabbed by the jumper for Clark, and she's going to pull it down, and now the official says, wait a minute, you can't do that. I wonder why they were going to let them go play. And so he says, yeah, you can't do that. And so the ball is going to be given to Benedict, and they'll put it in play in front of the scorer's table. We're just a couple of seconds into the ball game. Now the officials are going back over to the scorer's table. What happened? It went up, and then as she tipped it for Clark, Taylor Hayes grabs the ball, standing still on the center circle. So Benedictine is going to have it in play. And here we go. Over to the right side and back to the left. Little running one. Handed, underhanded shot. It's going to be up. It's no good. And a rebound is going to be cleared back down. Here comes Clark. They'll bring it into the forecourt. Skip it over to the right side. The alley-oop underneath. The shot up. Won't go. Rebound cleared away by Raines. Here comes Benedictine. Aaliyah will come into the forecourt. She'll stop at the top of the key. Dumps back over to the left side. Roddinghouse swings it over to the left edge. Nicholson will take it out on top to Kramer. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Looking for our first points of the afternoon. Benedictine basketball, little reverse layup, and up and in. And that is almost a signature shot for Aaliyah Raines as she gets the first points of the ball game, putting Benedictine in front 2-0. We're a minute into quarter number one. Now down into the lane, the shot by Hayes goes up, gets partially deflected, but she gets her own rebound, kicks it back out on top. 10 on the shot clock for Clark. Gazelle work at top of the key. Now drive back over to the left side. Dish it into the corner. Across the lane. The runner is up and way too strong. But the follow is going to be up and home. And the bucket is up and good. It is now a 2-2 ball game. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. That was Taylor Hayes, by the way, with that follow shot, if I didn't mention that before, because you're going to get Taylor getting a lot of those points in the middle. The ball's going to be batted away from Benedictine, going to be knocked out of bounds down to the baseline. Lady Ravens are going to have it in at their offensive end. The gymnasium, it is not wide. There are seats on both sides, but it is deep. There's another basketball court on the, to my left, which is going to be the west side of the gym, as we're looking north. And on the right side, there are a lot of offices and things. 3-point shot from the outside for the Ravens is up and in. And that is Kennedy Nicholson. Good to see Kennedy getting off to a quick start, and the Ravens go back up now at 5-2. 8 minutes to play in the first. A three on the other end. Got it, tied at 5. As quickly as the Ravens hit a three, back the other way, Clark will put one up. And that is Mershman with her first points of the afternoon. It's a 5-5 ball game in Dubuque. Benedictine's Lady Ravens with it over on the left elbow, trying to drive into the middle. It's going to be Nicholson, brings it back off on top. Raines will have it, slides right, backs in, kicks it out on top. The three for Roddinghouse is going to be off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Kramer. She'll drive in, go off the left side, but she shot with the right hand from the left side. It gave her a bad angle, and the bucket does not go down. Rebounding it up is going to be Clark. Right into the forecourt with the basketball. They're going to launch another three. That one is going to hit the back of the rim, and the long rebound hauled down by Allie Kramer. BC up the court quickly. It's a three-on-three transition. Ravens will work it back over to the right side. 7:11 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 5-5 ball game. The feed over to the left block. Looking into the middle, there's no room. Back off on top, BC. Ravens with Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Raines, and Roddinghouse. The shot is going to be on its way. Good. Benedictine back in front. It's 7-5, Lady Ravens. inside seven to play. BC back down the floor with a two-point, or Clark down the floor, Benedictine with a two-point lead. Pass comes to the right side, working in front of the Lady Raven bench. Out toward the top of it is going to be McDermott. Feeds into the free throw line. Now driving down the right side of the lane. Stop it at the block. No room there. The pass comes out on top. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Nicholson. Kennedy goes right side. The driving shot is up and in. Aaliyah Raines has four. It's a 9-5 Benedictine lead. Their largest advantage in this young game. 6:15 left opening quarter. Hayes will take the pass at the free throw line, dish it over to the right side, give her the assist, and the driving layup is going to be up and good by Mershman. Maya Mershman quickly at 5 points, and it's a 9-7 Lady Raven advantage. BC will cook down the court. Thompson is going to go to Nicholson. Neither team has gone to the bench yet, over 4 minutes into the game. Swinging it around from side to side on the right elbow, and we will have a Raven turnover, and we will have our first substitutions checking in. Coming into the game for Clark is going to be Taylor Norris. Taylor is a 5'5" guard from Salem, Missouri. And into the game for Benedictine is going to be Nicole Stork. So Nicole will check in for Benedictine. Nicole Stork, a 5'11" freshman. She's from Iowa, but a long way from here, from Adel, Iowa. Now we're having a little conversation. The officials are drawing both coaches together right at the midcourt stripe, right in front of the scorer's table, and I'm really not sure just exactly what the issue is. Benedictine has come out shooting the ball really well at the start of the ball game, 4 of 9 from the floor. Clark is 4 of 10, and there's your difference. Ravens leading it by a pair. It'll come into Clark. And the officials seem to have everything settled. Everybody is in the loop with what's going on out here. And Clark will have the basketball a little behind the back. Dribble changing directions. Kicks off on top. 7.5 above the ring. 3-point shot. Airborne. No good. Stork will rebound it down. And Benedictine is going to take it the other way. Lady Ravens into the forecourt quickly. Run it down the floor. The feet into the lane. The shot goes up. Won't go. Rebound battle for. And it's going to be controlled down by Clark University. Taylor Hayes will pull down the rebound. And pry back up floor with it. They'll work it around to the left side as we approach the midpoint of the opening quarter. Driving to the top of the key, now to the free throw line. Little hook pass into the lane, and the falling away shot is up and too soft. Rebound, pull back down by Clark, and the follow shot is going to be up and good. The layup by McDermott. And Nicole McDermott will have her first points of the game, and she ties this thing up at 9. 5 minutes to play, just inside 5 now in the opening quarter. Driving layup off the left side, won't go for Raines. And the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back into the Lady Ravens. Benedictine will now go to the bench, and it will be the 6'3" senior from Mustang, Oklahoma. That is Kyra Misuraca checking in. BC brings it in. The quick 17-footer off the backboard won't drop. Here comes Clark. It's a tie game. Right down the floor, and again, quickly will whip over to the right side. Pull up the dribble in front of the Raven bench. Brings it off on top. Handle up high. No room in the middle. Lady Raven defense is doing a very, very nice job against a extremely talented Clark team. Here's a drive around the left side. Down to the block. The ball's going to be stripped away. Ravens pull it up. Here comes Benedictine on the run. 2-on-1 break. The dish to the right, and as Stork goes up with the shot, I thought maybe she'd been tripped, but the official makes no such indication. He says, no, that ball just went out of bounds off the goal. It's going to come back into Clark. And for some reason, there's a beautiful net that is on the west side of the gym that would keep the basketball from rolling so far away, and they don't have it rolled down. So it takes a minute for them to retrieve the basketball and pry back up the floor with it again. Benedictine, after taking that 4-point lead, are now 0 for their last 5 possessions and haven't scored in about 3.5 minutes. Pride with the ball up top side, working between the circles. The lob will go to the free throw line. Now the give and go over to the left, driving down the lane. The shot is up and way too strong. The Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Benedictine. down the floor with it. The long three, Kennedy, off the mark, rebound, BC. Ramzo swing it over to the right side and push it off on top, around the perimeter, now deep into the left corner. Benedictine has missed Uraka, Stork, Weiser, and Dubert have just come in, by the way, and Allie Kramer. Baseline shot, no. Rebound is going to be chased down out of bounds. It will elude Kyra. She could not catch up to it. It was going too far and too fast. No chance for her to get a hold of that ball. And it'll come back in again to Clark. Neither team able to put anything on the board in a little while now. It is still a 9-9 ball game at 3:25 to go. First quarter. Clark will walk it up floor. Swing around to the left side. Back over to the right. Kind of worked the perimeter. Now driving in. Beautiful pass inside, and it's going to be turned over. Stolen by Miss Uraka. Here comes Benedictine on the run. Kramer brings it down the court, dumps it off on top. Now the feed to the right side of the lane. The shot up and underneath, and good, plus one. The bucket is up and in by Nicole Stork. And she's going to draw the foul and come to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point play. Benedictine goes up by a pair at 11-9, 3:01 to go, quarter number one. The foul for Clark is going to be on Lindauer, Madison Lindauer, foul number one. And the free throw, it's up and good. So Nicole will complete the three-point play, put the Lady Ravens up by three, and we're inside three to go in the first quarter. Back right to the left side with it. Clark will handle the basketball, and Benedictine staying in his player defense. It suited them well. The drive all the way to the baseline, the crossover in the middle, and the ball is going to be rejected out of bounds. It'll be off Benedictine. Norris, well, I'm going to fix this. I was just ready to give you the five on the floor as Clark is going to make a change. Benedictine's got Kramer, Dubert, Weiser, Stork, and Miss Uraka on the floor. Clark has Norris, Lindauer, Hayes, Hoogstra, and Merchman. Clark with the basketball. Here's a little runner from the left side of the baseline. Floats across the rim. And Allie Kramer rebounds it down. She'll bring it up the floor. Allie with her third rebound of the game. She is a very good rebounder. Out on top, Stork will go three. Won't drop. And the rebound cleared away by Clark. So the three-point shot missed. Clark's going to come back the other way, way up top side. They've got four players a step and a half above the key. Now they'll feed into Hayes, the only player who wasn't. Her layup is going to miss, and Benedictine coming out with another rebound. Rebound, Miss Uraka. Ravens up the floor. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the ball, up three. They'll feed over to the left side, backing in, turning to the left. Left-handed shot is up, rolls off, no good, but we're going to have a Clark foul. The foul is going to be on Myra Merschman. It'll be her first, and that'll be team foul two by the Pride. And Benedictine coming to the free throw line, and Nicole Stork, who is one of one at the line, is going to come up here for a couple of more opportunities. First one, it's up and good. Nicole with 4 points now. Only three Lady Ravens have scored. Nicholson with four, Reigns with four, and now Nicole Stork hitting both free throws where she's got five. And Benedictine with its largest lead of the ballgame. Lady Ravens leading at 14-9. Minute 45 been rolling along here in the late going of the opening quarter. Long way to go in this one. Clark will work their way to the baseline. No room there. Feeds it to the side of the lane. The falling away shot by Hayes is up. No good. Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Josie coming up with the basketball. She'll run it up the floor. Lobs it over to the left side. 3 point set shot on its way. No good. Rebound. Clark. So Josie's long three would not go in. And back the other way. Here comes the Pride. We're down to a minute 15 to play opening quarter. They'll cut into the lane, again the back door, and this time the roll is going to be up and good by Hayes. You keep feeding Taylor the ball, she is going to keep getting you points. Now, she started off a little slowly today at 2 of 5, but a really good shooter, and let's be candid, the shot she's taken her from, 5, 6, 4 feet away. Raven's shot is up, no good, follow shot is up and in, but the official waves it off. There was a foul on the floor prior to the shot. and it's going to be on Lindauer. Madison Lindauer will have collected her second foul of this opening quarter, and very quickly is going to come out of the ball game. So Benedictine will be putting in play at their offensive end. Inside a minute to go in the opening quarter. 52 seconds on the scoreboard clock. He'll come into the left side all alone. Josie goes three, hits it. Josie Weiser for three. The Ravens have now exploded to a 79 lead. 45 seconds of play in the first. Clark back up floor with a little right-hand dribble over to the right side. Looking inside, Raven defense has been absolutely excellent. Now the ball's going to be batted away. Knocked free by Allie Kramer. Here comes Benedictine into the forecourt. Lauren Dubert will bring it up the floor. Back it away, way up high near the midcourt line on the right side. She'll start to drive down. Gets it over to Josie. She'll kick it up to the left side to Kramer. 13 seconds, 12 seconds. Shot clock's off. We're approaching the end of the opening quarter. BC out on top. Over to the left side. It goes to Kramer. 5 seconds, four. Josie on the top. She's alone. Another three for Josie Weiser. And that will bring us to the end of the opening quarter. The Lady Ravens, a huge first quarter on the road this afternoon. We'll be back to score after one. Benedictine 20, Clark 11.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, for Benedictine, it has been an absolutely outstanding opening quarter. Lady Ravens shooting 7 of 19 from the floor, 37%, including 3 of 8 from outside. BC has been shooting from the outside. Clark loves to work the ball into the middle. They want to get it into Hayes, into Kuchta, and Mershman. And with that in mind, two different styles, and right now, the Lady Ravens is working as they lead 20-11 going to the second quarter. Clark is 6 of 16 shooting the ball and only 1 of 3 from outside. Benedictine is out-rebounded Clark by a couple, but the Ravens have turned, when they've taken the ball away, have scored 8 points off turnovers. Clark has scored none. Lady Ravens doing a good job of not turning the ball over. Here we go into the second quarter. Clark with the basketball. They'll bring it in from the far side. Work it over to the right, again in front of the Benedictine bench, driving in, off-balance shot, it's up, it's good, and a plus one off the block. That was an outstanding play. The foul is going to be whistled against Jennifer Jacobs. We have not heard much from Jennifer today. She has no points yet on 1 of 3 shooting. And an opportunity at the 3-point play. Free throw, it's up and good. So Clark will complete the 3-point opportunity, and they will draw to within a half a dozen. It is 20-14 and 9:20 to play in the first half. Benedictine will work the ball around to the left side, feed into the middle, lob it back across the court. It's going to be stolen. Stepping front of the long cross-court pass, Clark will pick up the basketball. It's going to be taken away by McDermott, and into the forecourt with it is going to come Peterson. Driving into the lane, and again, we have contact by the Lady Ravens. And Benedictine has been playing some aggressive defense, and here already, less than a minute into the second quarter, they have picked up 2 team fouls. In it comes to the right side. McDermott will back in, turn, shoot, can't get it to fall. Rebounding it down is going to be Benedictine. Here comes BC, down the left side, the dish out on top. They'll work the perimeter. Lob into the deep right corner. Now off the right block, they look to back in. Just no room. Ravens have Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, and Rodinghouse, the original starting five. The shot is going to be up from the left side for Rodinghouse, and it won't go in. But the Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Out on top with it. Here's a three, set sailing short by Reigns. And on the rebound, we get a foul call. It is going to be on Benedictine. Fallon's going to be on Rodinghouse. and Riley will pick up her first foul of the afternoon. Or excuse me, her second, make it her second foul of the afternoon. And for Benedictine, that's going to be team foul three already. And that is bad news. Less than a minute and a half into the second quarter. 3-point shot, long range is up and in. Mershman with a 3-pointer, and Clark is right back in this thing. It is 20-17, 8:20 to go in the first half. The feed underneath for Benedictine, all alone, and the layup is up and good by Jacobs. There's Jennifer collecting her first points on the afternoon. Back up court with it. Pride. They'll dump it over to the right side. Get it there to McDermott. Out on top, they'll go to Hayes. Kuchta around the outside. Nice job by Clark. They move the ball very briskly. Now they'll drive in, and lots of steps that look like are taken on that spinning and twisting shot that does not go in. It's going to be lost out of bounds, and back it will come to Clark at the baseline. No, wait, they're going to call a foul. Let me fix that. There was a foul call on Benedictine off that play. 7:56 to go. The foul is going to be on Rodinghouse. Free throw. Rims out, no good. One more shot coming. Taylor Hayes at the free throw line. Misses the first. And will not miss the second. She's got 5 points. That 8-point Benedictine lead has dwindled to 2. It is 20-18. Ravens with the basketball, and back up the floor with it. They'll come first to the right side, then to the left. They'll swing around to the left side. They'll look into the middle. There's no room. Back out on top. It'll come to Jacobs. She'll dish it to the right. Now straight away, shot from the top. That's a three up and in. 3-point shot for Benedictine, and the Lady Ravens push it back to a 25-18 ball game. 7.5 to go. There's another steal by BC. Ravens running up the floor. Nicholson with the steal. Puts it up on top. The three launched off the mark. Rebound on the floor. And again, in all that contact, the official says someone from Clark threw an elbow in there. Foul is going to be on Mershman. And that'll be her second foul of the game. Ravens with 14 fouls. Clark, that is their first foul of the second quarter. Clark is going to get a lot of free throw opportunities. The feed on the right side to Jacobs. She'll go in and up and score. Jennifer Jacobs for two. With the scoreless opening quarter, Jennifer has come out and quickly has four here in the second. And the Ravens go back up 27-18. And for Benedictine, their largest lead of the game as they go up 9. 6:50 to play in the opening half. At Clark, Ravens on the road, a tough place to play, even tougher opponent to play against. The ball up top side to McDermott. She's working against Jacobson as the 14-foot shot goes up. It is going to be very short. I thought maybe there was enough contact for the officials to have called a foul, but they don't do it. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. Lady Ravens will have it in. 6:39 to play. The jump shot missed by McDermott. And Benedictine going to bring it up the floor. Ravens will take it across the timeline. Dubert brings it up, dumps it over to the right. Lady Ravens will attack the bucket. No room there, brings it back out on top. And we got a foul off the basketball. The foul on Benedictine, and it's going to be Jennifer Jacobs as she sets the screen over there. It will be her second foul of the game. Both of them have come here in the second quarter. And Jacobs is going to come out of the lineup. Nicole Stork is in. So you got Miss Ciaraca, Stork, Reigns, Dubert, Nicholson. Head coach Jan Folsom has two starters on the court right now. He's worth 6:15 and rolling along in the second quarter. Primed with the basketball, but they trail Benedictine by 9. To the left side of the lane they go. The ball is going to get away, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it is off the knee of Clark. Turnover by Norris. Benedictine is going to have a back in. Here come the Lady Ravens with a 9-point lead and 6 minutes to go in the first half. Dubert will walk it up the floor, cross it to center. Swings it out on top to Stork. Back over to the left side, that's Reigns. Dubert again with it up top side. She'll drive to the right, goes to the baseline, kicks it out on top. BC will cut into the lane. The running shot up off the rim. Good. Aaliyah Raines with two boards. She's on a half a dozen. 29-18. I can't believe we haven't had a timeout by Clark as they're now down 11. 5.5 to go in the opening half. The feed for the back door, and there's nobody there. The ball out of bounds to the Lady Ravens. There was a little give-and-go play where the ball kicks out on top. Mershman looks inside, looking for Hayes, but she had gotten screened out a little bit, couldn't find her way through the traffic, and as a pass came down to the middle, there was no one there to take it, and it goes out of bounds. And now, Clark will take the timeout. Lady Ravens are going to be putting it in play when we return. We're at timeout on the floor with 5:34 to go in the opening half. Benedictus Lady Ravens 29, Clark 18.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olave? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
With Benedictine basketball, Lady Ravens in Dubuque, Iowa this afternoon. And BC is a team that is absolutely red hot. They have scored four of their last five possessions. And now that one's going to make a 5 of 6 as a driving layup on the right side as Miss Uraka will score. And now they're going to wave it away and say an offensive foul on Kyra. Oh, there's a tough break for Benedictine. Kyra Miss Uraka, personal foul number one. Player control foul, so won't be shot. 17-footer, knocked it down. Cannot give Clark any kind of breathing room as McDermott puts that one up and in. It'll be her fourth point this afternoon. 29-20 BC. Inside 5 to go in the second quarter. Ravens will look into the middle against this really good Clark player defense. Top side with it is Nicholson. Kennedy has come back in off that timeout. And as she'll drive to the baseline, they're going to say she palms the ball over. Lady Ravens will turn it over. That is going to be the sixth turnover of the ball game by Benedictine. BC shooting better and better as the afternoon wears on. Lady Ravens have gotten off a ton of shots. They're 11 of 26. 36%. Clark, much higher percent. But not getting nearly as many shots off as Benedictine has. 4.5 to go in the first half. Pride with the basketball, down 9. Back up top side with it is going to be Peterson. She'll slide to the left side. Ravens, Dubert cuts her off there. BC stays in their player defense. Back around to the right side it comes, and now they're running a little motion-type offense to drive to the free throw line. Nothing doing. Comes back off on top. Shot clocks at 5. To the left side of the lane, a falling away desperation shot somehow off the glass and in. That was a big-time shot underneath for Clark, and it's a 29-22 Raven lead. And we're at the four-minute mark of the opening half. BC will feed it over to the right side, just outside the block. Now underneath, the jumper, Stork for two. That is maybe her, I don't know if it's her favorite, but certainly maybe her best shot. Just that little short jumper kind of falling away from 8-9 feet away, straight away. Shot from the outside, no good. And a very long rebound, corralled in the corner by Benedictine. Nicholson will bring it into the forecourt after taking down that board. The pass in the middle is going to get loose, and we're going to have a Raven foul. Kennedy found her teammate cutting across at the baseline, trying to get a little skip pass in the middle, and it was kind of stolen away, and as the Ravens try to recover it and steal it back, Raines is going to be calling for the personal foul, and that will take us to the other end of the floor. It is going to be free throw time for Clark. Benedictine is over the limit. Clark coming to the line. Hayes will be the shooter. Keep in mind, conference player of the year, she is just so good. Taylor Hayes, a 6'1" senior from Freedom, Wisconsin. And you've got to understand it, Clark, you are, I don't know, about the distance that Benedictine is from Missouri. That's how far Clark is from Wisconsin. Right across, instead of the Missouri River, just straight across the Mississippi River. as Dubuque is right on the line between Illinois and Wisconsin, but on the west side of the river. So they're in Iowa. Hayes' first free throw is good. Taylor Hayes. Now, eyes up her second free throw, rolls off, no good. Ravens coming down with a rebound. 3:20 to go in the first half. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it now by 8. The feed to the right side of the free throw line. Looking into the middle, there's not a lot of room. It'll come back out on top. Josie Weiser has come into the game. Weiser and Dubert are out there with Kramer, Stork, and Miss Uraka. BC works all the way to the left side. Little reverse layup is too high off the backboard, and they're going to say it went so high that it crawled up over the backboard, and now they're going to have to chase this ball down again. It's going to take them a minute to get this thing found and recovered and brought back up. And not only went all the way to the other end across the other gymnasium floor, but then into a door, into an adjacent anteroom. And now they get a track down and come back. Great crowd at the game this afternoon. 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Bryant with the basketball, trailing Benedictine by 8. They have been down by as many as 11. Here's Taylor Hayes with it on the right extended of the free throw line. The shot off the right block, it's going to be up and good. That bucket is in by McDermott. Nicole McDermott with a half dozen. Ravens go left side to Stork, underneath from Osiraka. Now they try to feed inside to Josie Weiser, but a defender races over there, gets a hand on it. Bats it back into play, but they're going to say she had stepped on the sideline, and Benedictine will be putting it back in. 2.5 to go in the first half. 18 on the shot clock for the Lady Ravens. It'll be Allie Kramer to do the inbound work. Again, Kramer, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, Miss Uraka. Riley Wade has come in. And now the inbound, no one was looking for it. It bounces off the floor, hits a Clark player. Four players hit the floor after the basketball, and jump ball possession to Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens are going to go to the bench. Make another little substitution. 2:28 to go. Here's a lob down low and nearly gets away. Kyra's able to track it down. Feeds underneath. The falling away shot. Rolls off. No good. Follow shot is up. No good. Rebound Clark. And now two Ravens reach in there and tie it up. Jump ball. It's Pride basketball. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul. I thought it was just a tied up ball. They're going to call a foul on Kyra. So Kyra Miss Uraka will have her second foul. And for Benedictine, do they have a lead? Yes. The lead right now is 31-25. However, it would be a much, much greater lead if they had not committed, Benedictine had not committed so many second quarter fouls and given Clark so many second quarter free throws. And this one is up and good. And another free throw successful by Taylor Hayes. 31-26, once down 11, Clark back to within 5, it's the second free throw, Clark within 4, 31-27, 2:12 to go, and Benedictine is 0 for its last 4, hasn't scored in 2.5 minutes. Clark is too good a team to have that scoring drought for very long. Here's BC to the free throw line. To the left is Josie. She'll go 3. That one is going to be a little wide to the right side. Hazel will rebound it down. Clark back up court with it, trailing only by 4. They will dump it to the left side, attack the basket. Shot in traffic is blocked away. Miss Uraka with a block, and Benedictine back up the floor. Kramer will take it down the left side. She stops way up high, and we've got 1.5 minutes to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 4, 31-27. Allie Kramer plays off the screen by Kyra, backs into the lane, continues down the right side of the lane, now surrounded by 3 defenders, puts it off on top, Stork goes 3, can't hit it. Rebound underneath for the Ravens, and now the ball is going to be stripped away, and Clark will come back up the floor. 1:05 to go in the half. Pride with the basketball. They'll feed into the middle. Outside. Uncontested 3. No. Rebound Taylor Hayes, and she's fouled. Hayes pulls down the rebound, and as she was looking to try to, I think, maybe gauge her location in respect to the rim, trying to decide whether to put a shot on the way, Ravens reach in and commit a foul. Foul is going to be on Lauren Dubert. So Lauren will have her first foul, and right back to the free throw line, Taylor Hayes, where she is 6 of 8 today. First free throw is in. It's now 31-28. One more shot coming up for Taylor Hayes, the 6'1 senior from Wisconsin. Eyes it up and in. Now 31-29. Inside a minute to go in the half. Benedictine has not scored in like forever. 3.5 minutes since the Lady Ravens have been able to put a point on the board. Clark is 7-0 in the last 2:48 against Benedictine. Ravens have missed their last 5 shots, turned it over 4 times in the last 5 minutes, and now the ball is going to be slapped out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine basketball. 13 on the shot clock, 40 seconds to go in the half. Lady Ravens now just hoping to get into the locker room with a lead, and before the Ravens put it in play, we're going to get a timeout with Coach Folsom. Let's do it. Joseph, a break, 40 seconds to go in the half. Lady Ravens 31, Clark 29.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Oh, it's a wintry day across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, but the gyms are toasty warm and the action here. It's absolutely hot. 31-29. BC in front. Ladies game. 40 seconds to go in the half. Benedictine putting it in play at the offensive baseline. They'll dump it into the left side. Now go to Kyra. Out on top, it'll come to Stork. Back over to the right side. 8 on the shot clock. Again, it will go to Miss Shiraka. Back it away. Kramer goes 3. Got it! That's a big 3! For Benedictine's Allie Kramer in her first points of the game, and it's 34-29. Shot clock's off and 20 seconds to go in the half. Ravens will take a lead into the locker room. Here's going to be Peterson. Izzy around to the left side. Pulls up from 8. In and out, no. Rebound Benedictine. And now slipping. Josie loses the handle. Picked up Clark the 3. No. Rebound Josie with another board. Here come the Ravens. Josie nearly has it stolen away. Now she's going to take a desperation shot from midcourt. As the buzzer sounds, it's not in. And these two teams head for the locker room. It was a wild first half, but a good one for Benedictine in the final analysis. We'll be back to discuss it. As the teams head for the break, it is Benedictine 34, Lady Pride 29.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Well, what we've learned a little bit from the first half of this ballgame is that Clark has the thinner bench, as we've only seen head coach Adam Hocking use seven players today. He's had two players come in off the bench for Benedictine. It's going to be that typical 10-player rotation for Coach Folsom, and it's going to be interesting to see just how that impacts the game as we move into the second half. But the Lady Ravens jumped out in front, hit the first 2 points. Clark ties it up. Ravens jump back ahead. Clark ties it up. And Benedictine tied three times with Clark in the opening quarter. Took an 11-point lead at the end of the first. Go in at halftime, leading by five. And Benedictine has never trailed in the game yet today. How about that? I'll recap the scoring for you. First of all, for the Pride, pacing away, you know who it's going to be. It's Taylor Hayes, right? She's got 10 points, but hot on her heels, Nicole McDermott with 9. It was an 8-point first half for Myra Mershman. And the other two, well, they belong to Izzy Peterson. For Benedictine, wow, what a nice first half for a lot of players. No one player with a big fat number of points, but a lot of players getting points on the board, led by Kennedy Nicholson with 8. 7 for Nicole Stork. Half a dozen apiece for Josie Weiser and Jennifer Jacobs. A 4-point half for Aaliyah Raines and Allie Kramer knocking down a 3. Starting looking at personal fouls, Benedictine has both Jennifer Jacobs make it 3. Jennifer Jacobs, Kyra Mishiraka, and Riley Rottinghouse, each with 2 fouls, several other with 1. For Clark, hardly any fouls in the first half. Personal fouls for Lindauer, and Madison has 2. She came in off the bench. And also, you've got Myra Mershman with 2 fouls. So Clark has committed very, very few fouls. Shooting the basketball, Benedictine with a little bit of a lead, but a lot more shots. We talked about that a moment ago, and it holds true yet. Lady Ravens are 13 of 33. That's 39%. Clark is 10 of 27, 37%. From outside, Benedictine has taken a ton of shots, 5 of 14 already. So they're on almost a 33-point shot in a game pace, 5 of 14. Clark is 2 of 7 from the outside, so the Lady Rams have put up twice as many 3-point shots. At the free throw line, Benedictine getting many fewer opportunities, but they're perfect, 3 of 3. Clark, 7 of 9 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge. Lady Ravens dominant, 23 rebounds for Benedictine. Clark has 15 first half rebounds. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. We will have the men's game coming up for you here before too long. It's an anticipated 2 o'clock tip-off, and, well, it looks like right now we're in pretty good shape to be right at that. But first, we're taking a break. Halftime of the ladies' game, Benedictine in Dubuque, Iowa. We'll be back to bring you the second half, but right now with that intermission score, Lady Ravens 34, Clark 29. Back we go into the K-Radio Sports Studios, where Joseph has a Saturday halftime.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got JCN Girls Tournament action for you on Tuesday, as we will have girls games beginning at 6 and 8 from the JCN Girls Tournament. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine Ravens basketball, as Central Methodist is coming to town. We will be playing host to them with the first women's game starting at 5:30. The men's game will be at 7:30 on Wednesday evening. Thursday brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the regional, national, and local sports scene. Tom and Gus Kautz come on immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Friday brings us back to high school basketball, as we've got JCN Girls Tournament action continuing with 6 and 8 p.m. games scheduled. And then Saturday brings us all the way back to Benedictine basketball, as they will be on the road in Oskaloosa, Iowa, taking on William Penn University. Tune in at 2 p.m. next Saturday and 4 p.m. next Saturday for those games. I'll be back in just a moment.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we're the only game in play right now, with the Lady Ravens leading the Clark Pride 34-29. Other games coming up today in women's basketball, we've got Missouri Valley at Graceland, Mid-America Nazarene taking on Culver Stockton, Park and William Penn with Grandview and Baker, and Peru State and Mount Mercy all having later tip-off times today. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that all-important weather eye forecast.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind chill advisory remains in effect. Daytime highs approaching 7 above. This afternoon, under mainly clear skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. with lows level off around 2 above. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 30. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we are sitting at our daytime high of 7 degrees. We have a feels-like temperature of 7 degrees as the winds have calmed down momentarily to about 1 mile per hour. The relative humidity is 62%, the dew point is minus 3 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 30.76 inches of mercury. Clear skies with a visibility of about 10 miles out there. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hey, welcome back to College Basketball on Us. January Saturday here on Care Radio. Great to have you along with us, and equally great to enjoy Joseph and his halftime for us. Joseph, thank you very much, sir. He's our producer and engineer and all-around take-care-stuff guy back in the Care Sports studio. Tom Kautz with you here courtside, and wow, Lady Ravens had a great first half of basketball. Now, the question is, can you maintain that intensity, that level of play, and come up with the upset of the season in the heart of American Athletic Conference? Clark coming into the game today, 16-0, 12-0 in the conference, and the defending national champions under, again, first-year head coach Adam Hocking. And you'll remember, Coach Hocking, not new to the program, he was an assistant coach to Courtney Boyd from the 2017-18 season to today, so he's been there 6-7 years. And then last year, after winning the national championship, Coach Boyd moved and took a position at Quincy, which is just right down the Mississippi. Probably got a barge floated all of her household belongings down and unloaded down at Quincy. And she is now with those Lions. Here we go. Second half is underway. It'll be Clark basketball to begin things, and we're back at it. Both teams have their original starting fives out there. Clark, a quick three launch. Oh, that's way short. And Benedictine is going to sweep down the rebound. Peterson, McDermott, Hayes, Kucha, and Mershman for Clark, for Benedictine. The starting five, Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, Roddinghouse. BC out on top. Kennedy, three. No. Rebound. Ravens are going to steal it back. What a great hustle play. And the driving layup from the left side is going to be up and good. The bucket is up and in by Aaliyah Reigns, and Benedictine pushes its lead to 36-29. With 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Three-point shot, other end of the floor, very wide to the right side, and the Ravens are going to allow that thing to bounce twice and go out of bounds. BC will be putting into play from deep in the backcourt. Lady Ravens going from left to right here in the second half. Benedictine in the traveling black with red. The home whites with blue for Clark. And here comes Benedictine in. Nemaha Central grad and alum Allie Kramer with a former high school teammate out there in Riley Roddinghouse. Riley's got the ball way up top side, passes up on the three. Benedictine now will get it over to Kramer. She'll spin into the lane, little two-handed underhand pass into the middle and back out on top. It's going to come. Kramer with it again. Pivoting with the right foot, swings right, swings left, now cuts inside a defender, gets it underneath the range, her crossover layup is not going to go in, rebound Benedictine, and as the follow shot goes up, we get a foul called. Let's check that they are not going to call the foul. They are going to say it is just a turnover by Benedictine. They're going to call it a travel after coming down with the board by Roddinghouse, and here comes Clark. 36-29, Lady Ravens in front, 8.5 to go in the third quarter. It is a long road trip. It is an 8-hour road trip to Dubuque from Atchison. Here's a running shot from the baseline. It is up. It's no good, but again, the plague for Benedictine today has been fouls, and there will be their first of the second half. Foul is going to be on Roddinghouse. Riley has her third foul. And as quickly as that, she is going to go out of the ball game for Benedictine. And Kyra Mishiraka will check back in for her, the 6'3" senior from Mustang, Oklahoma. Little suburb in the Oklahoma City area. And the first free throw here is going to be up and good for Nicole McDermott. She reaches double figure scoring as that is her 10th point of the afternoon. One more shot coming up for McDermott. Isaac sends it on its way and in. 11 for McDermott. And the Benedictine lead now 36-31. We've got 8:15 to go in the quarter, number three. Benedictine works it in front of a Raven bench. Over to the right side, that's going to be Range. She'll drive into the lane, twist and turn, now falls away, kisses it off the window and in. Oh, that was a pretty shot. Aaliyah Range has 8. 38-31, Lady Ravens. Inside 8 to go, third quarter. The ball way out of the left side. It's going to be handled by Peterson. Izzy will dump it off on top above the circle. Work it over to the right side. It's going to be Mershman. He'll push it back off on top. Driving over to the left side is Kuchta. Gets it in the middle. Back out to Kuchta on the left side. Shot clock at 4. At 3, the running desperation shot is off the rim. Once, twice, no good. Rebound, Benedictine. Jacobs comes down with the board, and the Lady Ravens will run it into the forecourt, leading at 38-31. And BC is going to be called for a double dribble as the ball kind of gets away, and you know, you reach out with that second hand to kind of corral it. Well, Ravens are going to turn it over. Officials taking a moment, letting everybody get settled into the game. 7:20 to go. They're going to credit Allie Kramer with that turnover in your official scorebook. Here's a feed in the middle and trying to bat it away from Hayes. Kyra Mishiraka called for her third foul, and now for the Ravens, it's getting a little serious. You've got Riley Roddinghouse with 3, and now Kyra Mishiraka with 3. So you're 2 6'3" players, each with 3 personal fouls. Here's a cutter into the baseline. The shot from the lane is no good. And another Jacobs rebound, and Benedictine up floor with the basketball. Lady Ravens on offense, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedictine leading it by 7 at 38-31. Women's college basketball here on Care Radio this afternoon with the men's game set to follow. They will be underway at about 2 o'clock. We'll have that one, of course, for you right here also. BC with it out on top. The pride of Wichita's Cape and Mount Carmel. Jennifer Jacobs with the ball. Gets it over to Allie Kramer. Pivoting with the right foot. Falling away in the lane. Wide to the left side as the shot goes up. No good. Couple of players collide. Fall to the floor as Clark will bring it up the court. They'll take it down the right side. Keep the dribble alive. Jumps it over to the left elbow. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine up 7. The feed to the right block and the layup is going to be up and in. The bucket is good by Hayes. And she continues to be a spectacular player with a dozen points already this afternoon. BC back up court. Now the lead trimmed to 5. Ravens will work it over to the left side. Out on top. Nicholson goes 3. Won't get it. And the rebound. Hayes underneath for Clark. 38-33 Benedictine. Clark back up the floor. Dumps it over to the right side. Quick acceleration goes into the lane. The shot off the window won't drop. Rebound Benedictine. Here comes Allie Kramer. She is 1-on-2. Is she going to wait for help? No. She will attack the bucket, twist to the opposite direction, kiss it off the window and in. What a play by Alec Kramer. He was one on two with a pair of defenders, went to the right, shook her defender that way, reversed pivot, and went up and kicked it up and in. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine back up 7. Running shot from the right side misses, and another Raven foul. Clark has committed 4 fouls today. 2 in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter, none yet in the third. And for Benedictine, it has been foul after foul for BC. That is their third quarter foul. It is going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. For Kennedy, it'll be number 2 today. And the first free throw is up and in. And that is going to be Kuchta, who hits the first. She's got one more shot coming up. That is her first point today, and we'll miss the second. It is a 40-34 Lady Raven lead. 5:15 to go. This third quarter moving briskly. Ravens will take it to the right side of the free throw line. Kyra has it there. Puts on the floor one time. Bounce pass back over to the right. Cutting into the lane, Nicole Stork has checked in, and we're going to have a BC turnover. Nicole Stork is going to turn it over, and Clark will be putting it in from the backcourt. We've got a handful of substitutions coming in now for Coach Hocking. We'll pick him up here as he gets everybody in and out, and we see who's going to be on the floor. It's going to be Peterson, McDermott, Norris, Lindauer, and Hayes for the Pride. We go inside 5 minutes to go, quarter number 3, 40-34. Lady Ravens in front. Benedictine has never trailed today. They were tied 3 separate times in the opening quarter early on. Here's a step-back shot. The long 2 is up and missing. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Benedictine. Racing up court with the basketball. It's going to be Stork. Dumps it over to the left side. Back down deep into the corner. 3-point shot aired out short. And rebound, Clark. So Benedictine getting one shot and quickly the defensive board by the Pride. Clark back up floor with it. Who's going to be Norris? Norris, Taylor Norris with it. Comes off on top to Lindauer. Lindauer, a little skip pass over to the right side again. 2 steps above the 3-point ring with 11, 10, now 9 seconds to go on the shot clock. It's going to be McDermott. She'll go left. Shot blocked from behind by Josie. Weiser in the ball game with the rejection. Picks up the loose basketball. Brings it up the floor. Feeds down to the baseline right. The cut across. The dish out on top, and the ball is going to be slapped out of bounds. Ravens will have it in at the far side. Benedictine moving the ball briskly. But that was a good defensive play and a very alert, quick reaction by Clark to get a hand on the ball, deflect that pass out of bounds, and force Benedictine to be putting it back in play. 4 minutes to go in the third. 20 on the shot clock as it gets reset. Top side with it is going to be Nicole Stork. Over to Nicholson. In the corner to Josie. Wise will feed off the block. Ravens will skip pass in the middle, and I think just trying to get a little too fast, a little too special, and Coach, I think, says the same thing. BC is going to take a timeout coming off a turnover. It'll be Clark basketball when we return. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Women's college basketball. Benedictine 40, Clark 34.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you here for college basketball on Care Radio. Lady Ravens offense is kind of hit the doldrums a little bit. Benedictine is with one bucket in the last almost 5 minutes. Here's a shot from the outside by Clark for 3, and it's up and good by Norris. What a shot by Taylor Norris to pick up her first points of the game, and the Ravens lead cut in half. It is now 40-37. 3:20 to go. Not only has Benedictine scored once in the last 5 minutes, but it has been almost 3 minutes since they've scored any points. Lady Raven offense is struggling right now in the middle of the third quarter. And yet, they hang on to the three-point lead. 3:15 to go, and defensively, Clark comes out to challenge, and maybe just a little too aggressively reaches into the middle of the trailer, dislodges the ball, and there's going to be a foul. It is going to be on... Who are we going to have the foul on? Norris? No. Yeah. Ravens are going to be putting it back in. Here's Stork, twisting, turning. Her shot is up and good. Nicole Stork for two. Nicole has her ninth point today. It is 42-37 Benedictine. And we're at 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens will stay with that player D. Here's a driving shot to the left side. The bucket is up and good. Now we get a whistle, and the official emphatically from the top waves off the shot, says there is no basket, but it's going to be a foul on Riley Wade, who has come in. So Riley in very limited playing time today. She's only been out on the floor for 4 minutes today. She'll pick up her first foul of the afternoon. Now the ball over to the right block. Reaching in is going to be Nicole Stork. She will tie it up, and now the official comes up, and is he calling another foul? He is. To the delight of the Clark fans, that is Benedictine's fifth foul of the third quarter with 2:53 to go. Clark has committed one. Clark has committed five fouls now in the entire game. Incredible. Free throw up in. So the first shot by Kuchta is good. And she is now 2 of 3 for only 2 points today. And before the second free throw is launched, we're going to get a timeout. We are. Timeout being taken, and let's do it. We've got a break coming at 2:53 to go in the third quarter. Joseph, it is Lady Ravens 42, Pride 38.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Well, it's actually Saturday afternoon, Joseph, but I appreciate the idea here. Lady Ravens are in a bit of a fight as they're up against the top team in the country, the defending national champions, the undefeated leader of the Heart of America Athletic Conference in their house. And yet Benedictine has never trailed in the game. They lead right now 42-38, 2 minutes and 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. One more free throw coming up for Clark. Ravens coming very late onto the floor from the sideline. And it is up and no good. Rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by four. On the right side with it is going to be Josie Weiser. She's out there with Riley Wade and Nicole Stork. Here's a baseline three. That's a huge shot from deep from the left side. Kennedy Nicholson for three. She's got 11. And it's 45-38 BC, 2.5 to go in the third quarter. From 15, jump shot, short, rebound. And there's another foul in the middle, and you can just be pretty sure, is this going to be against Benedictine? It's not. This foul is going to be on Clark, and the foul is going to be on Taylor Hayes. So Hayes will pick up her first foul of the game. Second foul by Clark in the third quarter. And with 2:20 to play in the third, here come the Lady Ravens. Benedictine will bring it into the forecourt and swing it over to the left side, all the way around to the far outside elbow. Out on top to Josie, to Stork, back over to the right side. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, and Stork are the Raven five. Here's Josie, back to the right side to Lauren. She'll swing around to the left side, pulls from 15, knocks it down. 15-foot jump shot is going to be up and good. It is 47-38, Benedictine. minute 40 to go. And the shot in the middle, up and in. So Clark, with a little short jumper of their own, knocked down by Taylor Norris. She's got five. All of them have come in the third quarter. 47-40, Benedictine. Minute 20 to go in the third. Top side is going to be Riley Wade. To the right to Kennedy. Here's Josie. Backs in. Turns from 12. In and out. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Taylor Hayes. Clark up court with the basketball. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Clark will bring it all the way down the floor. Push it back off on top. Raven defense steps up. Now they'll dump it over to Taylor. Hayes will take a headlong spill as one of the Ravens. Maybe Riley is going to be called for a foul. Fish is going to come over and give us a call. A foul is going to be on Wade. It'll be her second. Benedictine continues to be plagued by lots and lots of fouls. What is that? The 15th foul of the afternoon by Benedictine. Clark with five. Free throw. Good. The free throw line has been the one thing keeping Clark in this game. So Hayes will hit the first free throw. Second free throw, no good. Ravens board it down. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. BC with the basketball and a six-point lead, 47-41. The pass to the right side, now to the baseline. The three, not going to happen. And the rebound is lost out of play. It is. Is it Clark basketball? Is it going to say it's Clark basketball? Felt like it was off the pride, but apparently no. And here comes Clark. 48 seconds left. Third quarter. Clark races across the center. Top of the key. Down the lane. Twisting. Trying to get a shot away. Great defense by Josie. Jumper from 15 is up. No good. Rebound Benedictine. Ravens will race to the other end. Driving in. The shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. And let's see which way this will go. This will be Lady Raven basketball. 28 seconds left in the third. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Benedictine will be putting it to play at the baseline. Kennedy Nicholson to do the inbound. Looking for some help. Can't get in the middle. Brings it to the outside to Josie. Way out high between the circles. Could be Lauren Dubert. Kicks it to the right side to Stork. Nicole. Taylor Hayes is laying back saying, take that three if you want it. Nicole says no. Here's a turnaround, though, from the right side that is going to be up and good. Knocking it down, Kennedy, or rather, knocking it down is Roddinghouse. To the other end of the floor. Clark, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. They'll pull up with a long shot. Nicholson's going to be called, and it's going to be a three-shot foul with 1.7 seconds to go in the quarter. So Kennedy Nicholson will collect her third foul of the game. Nicholson, Roddinghouse, Miss Uraka, each with three for the Lady Ravens. First of three free throws, hits the front lip of the rim, and then crawls up and in by Norris. So Taylor Norris will hit the first. She's got two more. Second one, not going to go. One more shot coming up for Taylor Norris. She'll take her time. It's no good. Ravens rebound it down, and that is the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. Fourth quarter of Benedictine Lady Raven basketball coming up as we go to the break. Benedictine 49, Clark 42.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Well, for Clark, it what it typically is. Taylor Hayes leading the way for their team scoring. She's got 14. Right on her heels after three quarters is Nicole McDermott with 11. And then drops down to Demershman with 8 and then 6, 2, and 1. For Benedictine, much more balanced scoring. 11 points for Kennedy Nicholson. Okay, then it's Nicole Stork with 9, Aaliyah Raines with 8, Josie Weiser with 6, Jennifer Jacobs with 6, Allie Kramer with 5, and a couple for Riley Wade. So for Benedictine, more players in the scoring column and much more balanced scoring for BC as we go to the fourth quarter. And it'll be Lady Raven basketball to begin things. It is a 7-point Lady Raven lead. Here we go, fourth quarter underway. Will this be the upset of the season in the conference? The pass in the middle is going to be thrown away, and Benedictine a quick turnover just seconds into the fourth quarter. The pass across, the driving layup is going to be up and good and undefended. That was a beautiful bit of execution offensively. Ravens turn it over, and the bucket is going to be good by Norris. Tell you what, Norris is coming off the bench, and she's done well. 8 points now. Benedictine into the lane. The shot is up by Roddinghouse. Not very close. Wide to the right side. Back up with it is going to come Clark. And with 9:20 to go in the ballgame, Clark is within 5. It is only a 2-possession BC lead, 49-44. Here's a running shot from the right side. No. Rebound. Here come the Ravens. Look away pass over to the right side. Stork will step it off. Beat it out on top. Passed up the 3. Ravens trying to get a little more patient. Look for a little bit better shot. And now the ball is going to be thrown away. Benedictine, with this lead, has got to be careful just to not panic and let it get away. 8:50 to go in the game. Clark has the basketball. A long 3. Boom! Knocking it down from way outside. 3-point shot, Norris. She's come off the bench and has grabbed her team and pulled them forward. And now with 5 and a quarter and 11 in the game, she's got the pride back to within 2. It's 49-47, Clark. 8.5 to go. Ravens with the basketball, push it off on top. Now to the left side, it's going to be Jacobs. A defender reaches in, knocks the ball 3. Ravens pick it up. Roddinghouse just picks it up off the floor and throws it up and in. Her first points today. 51-47. Ravens back in front by 4 with 8:10 to go. The ball coming up the floor, and we have a little contact, and we have a foul. And another foul by Benedictine. This one is going to be the first of the afternoon by Allie Kramer. Miss Shiraka into the game, and also Kennedy Nicholson returns to the floor for Benedictine. Out there with Raines, Jacobs, and Kramer. And BC will be back on defense. Pride with the basketball down 4. As they bring it in, we're at 8 minutes to play. Clark will look into the middle, start to the baseline, now drive it up on top. A little collision, a trip, a fall, and another foul. And I think that may be... Is that on Allie also? It is Allie Kramer with almost back-to-back fouls for first and second of the game. And again, Benedictine getting in foul trouble. We're 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, and the Ravens with 2 fouls already. Clark works it left, drives off on top, being very patient. This is what teams who are undefeated do. This is what teams who are national champions do. They don't get flustered. They don't fold up. They have the confidence in their team's ability. The shot from the outside, no good. And Raines is going to rebound it down. Here she comes up the floor with it for the Lady Ravens. Benedictine back on offense, and Raines will put it off on top. Misty Roscoe flashes up to the high post. Now they'll dump it over to the left block. Back up top side is going to come again. Driving into the lane, twisting, turning. In traffic, a defender reaches in, grabs the basketball. Is it going to be a jump ball? They're going to call a jump ball, no foul. So the tied-up basketball, back it comes to Clark. Norris reached in and tied up Raines, and it's 7:25 to go. Still trailing by 4, the pride with the basketball. The Clark fans, you can see them all on the edge of their seats. They're just ready to explode. They're waiting for that big play, that big shot that gets them within 1 or maybe ties the game or gives them a lead, and this place will absolutely erupt. And there's one of them as a shot from the right side by Taylor Hayes is up and good. Hayes with 16, and Benedictine's lead has melted to 2. It's 51-49. And we're going to get a Raven timeout? Yeah. Let's take a break with Coach Folsom. 6:57 to go in the game. Again, Benedictine 51, Clark 49.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, the battle of this game for Benedictine has been won from the perimeter. In the middle, the game has been won by Clark. And right now, it is a two-point game. This thing is just back and forth. The Ravens continue to keep the lead, but Clark just has drawn closer and closer and has now cut what had been an 11-point Raven advantage down to two. BC with the ball, driving shot from the right side. It's off the window and good. Tremendous athletic effort driving into the middle. And it's Aaliyah Raines for a pair. Raines has her 10th points of the game. 53-49, Benedictine at 6.5 to go. Now the Pride with the ball down court. Can they answer? They'll drive in, drop a shoulder, put a shot up that's no good. No fouls called on more than incidental contact. Benedictine back into the forecourt. Top side with it is going to be Kramer. Dumps it over to the right side. Kennedy Nicholson looks into the middle. The defender steps way out in front of her. Now Kennedy just pulls the trigger. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound and is tripped and knocked to the floor. A foul called on Clark. That is an unusual thing to see this afternoon, as that is going to be team foul six. Team foul six of the day by Clark, and foul number one of the second half. Here's a shot from the outside for the Ravens for three. No. Taylor Hayes rebounds it down. Clark, trailing by four, back up court with it. 5:50 to go. Quick pass over to the left side, and a runner missing. BC boards it down. Nicholson with the rebound, a little behind the back, dribble, changes direction, quickly gets into the forecourt, dumps it over to the left side. Kramer back down to the left side of the lane. The feed down under the bucket. The spinning shot is going to be up and off the mark. Hayes with another defensive rebound. Again, Clark comes up the floor. We are at 5.5 to go in the game. Coach Folsom has players at the scorer's table ready to check in. No shot at the middle. That was great defense by Mr. Rocca. Here's a three way off the mark, and Benedictine is going to rebound this thing down. Allie Kramer comes down with a rebound, and a defender reaches in to steal it away, and we will have a foul on Clark. Foul is going to be on Hayes. It'll be Taylor's second foul this afternoon. And you can see Clark maybe feeling a little frustration right now with 5 minutes to go in the game. Having never led today, they trail still, but only by four. Kramer's going to walk it up. Benedictine back on offense. Looking to unseat the national champions, having an undefeated season. Backing into the lane. The spinning shot is up for Stork. No. Gets their own rebound. Kicks it back off to the top and gets fouled. Nicole Stork took the shot off the left side. Just kind of a glorified layup, just out a half a step. Couldn't get it, but the ball caroms right back to her. A Clark player reaching in an effort to take it back, and the foul is going to be on Taylor Norris. So Taylor Norris will pick up her first foul of the day, and she's going to check out for a little bit. I expect to see her in for that stretch run. Now the Ravens are going to drive in, and a spinning shot is up and good. Allie Kramer, she went into the middle. She was not going to be standing off. She was not going to just take perimeter shots. She tackled the middle of the defense, put it off the window, and scored. Now we're going to have another foul on the other end of the court. It's going to be against Benedictine. Foul is going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. For Kennedy, foul number four. We're 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the game. Clark with the basketball around to the right side of the free throw line. Puts it back off on top to Lindauer. She's played limited minutes today. Back and in. Twisting into the lane. Ravens are going to double up the basketball. And the shot somehow gets up and off the window and good. That was a spectacular shot by McDermott. And Nicole has 13. It is 55-51. Benedictine. 4:15 to play. Nicholson. Out top, it comes back underneath to Kennedy on the floor one time, crosses over, puts it up and in, Nicholson in the trees. Kennedy Nicholson, 13 points. And it's 57-51, and we're inside 4 minutes to play. Clark will drive into the lane, and as she slides down to defend, Misty Rocker commits a foul. Kyra, foul number four. So for Benedictine, four fouls Nicholson, four fouls Misty Rocker, three on Roddinghouse. For Clark, three players with two fouls each, and a couple of other players with one, and that is it. No foul trouble at all for Clark. And they're going to come to the free throw line as Benedictine will be sending him up there for the rest of the game. 3:57 to go. Left-handed free throw up and in. So Lindauer hits the first, and Madison Lindauer has her first point of the game. 5'11" senior from Toma, Wisconsin. Second free throw is good. 57-53. 3:50 to go in the game as the Lady Ravens come back into the forecourt. They'll slide down the left side, straight out on top. Roddinghouse saw the shot, doesn't take it, now feeds underneath, and it's going to be somehow up and in from beneath the goal. I'm not sure exactly how through all those defenders that shot got up and in. Benedictine goes up now 59-53. 3.5 to go. Clark beginning to feel some pressure. Hayes forces a shot. No good. Rebound. Rescued in the corner by the Pride. 3:20 to go. Clark will go into the lane. No shot. Comes back off on top. Shot clock's at 4. Now from the right side, it's going to be knocked loose. It's on the floor. Ravens steal it, and we're going to get a Clark foul. Clark is beginning to see the possibility of not winning. And they're going to take a timeout, as right now it's huge for Coach Hocking to try to get his team the confidence to come from behind, and huge for Coach Folsom to tell his team, you can do this. We're taking a break, Joseph. 3:12 to play. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 59, Clark 53.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Back with you here in college basketball on Care Radio with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the game. Benedictine's Lady Ravens are in front, 59-53 over Clark. For Clark and Coach Adam Hocking, it's going to be Izzy Peterson, Nicole McDermott. You've got Madison Lindauer, Taylor Hayes, and Macy Kuchta. For Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dubert. Leah Raines, Riley Roddinghouse, Nicole Stork. It'll be Benedictine basketball coming and playing from deep in the backcourt. And the question, can Benedictine have the upset of the season in the NAIA? The defending national champions and undefeated Clark on the ropes a little bit here now with 3 minutes to play. Ravens with the ball up 6. BC Nicholson gets it over to Kramer. Back off on top. Now the Lady Ravens are going to burn some time. They're taking some time, being very patient. Driving to the right side is Raines. Spins, twists, turns, shoots, scores! Allie Raines! That is her shot. She is deadly in the middle, and she's got a dozen. Benedictine goes up now 61-53 with 2:40 to go. Skip pass to the right edge of the free throw line. Clark with the basketball. Backing out above the circle. No room. Over to the left. Driving into the middle, Hayes will drive and shoot and score. Give her the ball. She's going to put points on the buck, on the board. And it is 61-55. Benedictine still leading by a half a dozen to 2:15 to go. BC brings it off on top. That's going to be Lauren Dubert. Back over to the right side. It goes Roddinghouse to Dubert and down off the right block. Plenty of contact. Nicole Stewart goes hard to the floor, and we're going to have a foul by Clark. And for Benedictine, for the first time today, they come to the free throw line in the bonus. We're down to 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go. The foul is going to be on Madison Lindauer, her third. And it's a line for Benedictine. Free throws for Nicole Stork. First one is good. Nicole's second one will not go in. Rebound, Clark. It is 62-55. Benedictine, we're now inside 2 minutes to play. Clark with the ball up top side. Attacks the basket. No room. Back out on top it comes. Over to the right side. That's Hayes. That's who you want to take the shot. And there it is. Taylor Hayes, 18 points. And it's 62-57. And we've got a minute 43 to go. Benedictine into the forecourt. Ravens are going to spread it out a little bit. Here's going to be Kramer. Back out on top. BC works the outside. A minute and a half to go. Shot clock's at 11. Out on top, Nicholson. The long three. No. Rebound. Can they save it in play? They cannot. It will be Clark basketball. But a five-point game and a minute 22 to play. Fouls are going to be important. If the Ravens use all the time in each possession, Clark does not have enough time to come from behind to win. So someone's going to have to commit a foul or someone's going to have to commit a turnover. Benedictine is going to make an adjustment in the lineup. They're going to bring in an extra ball handler, basically. And here comes Clark into the forecourt at a minute 20. They'll drive it down to the right side, take it to the block, running shot off the window and good. Very quickly, up and in by Lindauer. Her fourth point of the game. And here comes Benedictine with 1 minute to play. They lead by three. It's 62-59. Top side with the basketball, right in front of Coach Folsom. The pass will go to the left side. The spinning shot in the lane is up, and it's no good by Reigns. Here comes Clark with a chance to tie. 45 seconds left. Raymond's by three. Clark won't look for the long shot. They will go in the middle to Hayes. That's the money. Top side with it again. Back out to the left, the drive, the shot, off the window, and there's the bucket. It's up a bit, but it was Lindauer who hits it, and it's a one-point game. 62-61, and we've got a timeout. 34 seconds to go. The shot clock will be at 30. We've got a finish coming your way. Joseph, timeout. Benedictine 62, Clark 61.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
So if you're going to script the finish any more exciting than this one is promising to be, I'm wanting to see that because here's where we're at. With 34 seconds to go in the ballgame, Benedictine is going to have a 30-second shot clock. They'll have the ball in the backcourt, leading by one. It is 62-61, Benedictine. The Lady Ravens have never trailed today, but it only matters if you lead at the end. Here comes BC. Right side is going to be Allie Kramer. She gets it away to Reigns, who lost the handle for a minute, over to Kennedy Nicholson. Where will the Ravens try to get that shot? Will they go to the middle? They've got Rodinghouse out there. They work the outside Stork. 12 seconds, 11, 7 on the shot clock. Back out on top, Miss Urraca in the game. Here's Reigns, dumps it over to Kramer. A desperation shot. It's off the mark at the shot clock buzzer, and here comes Clark. And the time runs out, and Benedictine wins it! Clark came down with a rebound. They had no sense of urgency. They didn't run the ball up the floor, and the Ravens took enough time off the clock to not allow Clark the final shot. And Benedictine, the upset win in the nation this afternoon, wins it on the road 62-61. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back as the Benedictine Lady Ravens take it on the road today, take on the best team in the nation, and take a win, 62-61. BC Amber trailed to the ball game. We've talked about that quite a bit. And in fact, Clark made a furious comeback, outscoring Benedictine 8-1 in the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds. But that one was enough to secure the Lady Raven lead, or the Lady Raven win. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Clark, no surprise, Taylor Hayes, not only leading scorer for her team, leading scorer in the game, also a double-double. Taylor Hayes, 18 points and 11 rebounds for Clark. Also for Clark, 15 this afternoon. For Nicole McDermott, it drops into Taylor Norris with 9-8 for Myra Mershman. Then it goes all the way down to Izzy Peterson's 4 and Maya Kuchta with 3. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, what an afternoon for Aaliyah Raines. When the Lady Ravens needed her most in the rim, down the stretch, Raines answered, went 8 of 12 shooting the basketball, 16 points to lead Benedictine in scoring this afternoon. Double figures also for Kennedy Nicholson. 11 today for Kennedy. And Nicole Stork off the bench knocked down 10. Following her, it was, 7 points this afternoon for Allie Kramer, half a dozen apiece for Josie Weiser and Jennifer Jacobs, a 4-point day for Riley Roddinghouse, and 2 this afternoon for Riley Wade. Benedictine with that win, they will advance their record to 12-6, now 10-4 in the conference. Clark is now 16-1, 12-1 in the heart. Well, that was a spectacular and exciting game, and that guy's game coming up, let's see if it can't be just as good. And we'll be back to bring that one to you live. Again, the final score in the first one, Benedictine's Lady Ravens winning at 62-61 over Clark. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back. The guy's game coming up. But right now, we'll return you to our man Joseph at Acara Sports Studios. We'll be back here with the Raven guys before long.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.